I thought this was something.
Episode 7, and it's a talk show. Greatest episode of you. Probably the greatest episode that's ever happened so far. Sometimes things have episodes, sometimes they're less than great, and this one might be great.
Your stepmom, anytime she has an episode, it's way better than that.
Yeah. Stepmom episodes are not necessarily the best episodes, but shout out to stepmoms just as a thing. Also, shout out to friends we know are listening. I know two people named Ange and Liz are listening. Shout out. Ange has got sick music. If you SoundCloud Ange Kerfoot, spelled K-E-R-F-O-O-T. And that's a thing. All right.
I like that one.
Right? There's a little knock-knock part moment. So it's episode 7. We've got all kinds of magical flavors. I'm double-checking the live feed. There's this thing that's going to happen where, oh, you should put the wheel back flat down so you can pretend to it.
Then I have to stand up and read it, and I'm over that. I did that last time. I'm over that.
Well, we at least have to, like, they're more important than you are for wheel seeing.
No, I got to read the motherfucker.
They have to read it more than you. But, like, you can wiggle.
No, they don't. They don't got to read shit.
Okay, I
don't know how to read anyway. I'm just guessing.
Throwing a tizzy and wiggling monitor around over here. Okay, I'm going to that.
All right, are we gonna dive right in?
We're gonna dive in. We're gonna spin the wheel of wheels that determines which wheel we spin, and I'm making sure the video feed is cozy for me that I can see who comments on it and interact with them. Saucefully.
Do a little bit of this. You guys like that?
That's excellent. Oh, yeah. Wheel wizard. I knew you would learn to share the wheel and grow and enjoy.
It's mine, though.
So.
It's not my secret jealousy that's brewing. All right. The wheel is spun. We're going to jump right in and write a not convoluted movie. This is going to be very clean cut, straightforward, blockbuster, straight to the box office.
We're writing a movie immediately. It's immediate write a movie time. Dang, it's one of those. Okay, so here's the thing. There's some new rules with that. First of all, we have to introduce a bonus person. Crazy J is joining us from the Rockin' Comedy Show, which is good, and I endorse it.
All right, then.
He's going to help us be better and learn and grow sharing together with one another.
I'm really just bored. My show don't come back till September 4th.
See, that's how we learn and grow, through honesty and...
and boredom.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
Oh, also, you know, we have to spin that character wheel. And we might have to spin it a couple times because we might fickly reject its first choice.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's do the setting first.
No, I mean, we have to spin that character wheel
first.
Like character round, we have to always do character round before movie round now. It's a new rule. Don't be all dreading. We can spin it more than one time, though, because we're the boss of that
wheel.
But
what if you have the idea of the movie before the actor is selected?
Then we're going to roll with that idea flow.
All right, character wheel first. Man, I had a premonition that it was going to be this guy, too. I knew. But I'm telling
Will Smith.
Because then everyone would tell me I'm wrong and
Will Smith. Will Smith.
No, Will Smith is always in everyone. We actually have Wheel Smith, which is a wheel we spin to determine which Will Smith version is in everything.
All right, we got local name dropper.
Ah!
Yeah, it goes to very high-class places. All right, our setting, in dreams.
So, is In Dreams a respin, or is it like...
Nope.
In Dreams.
Just In Dreams.
One of the places that happens in the dream is going to be Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And all the fabulous local places. You might not have known, but there's a needle-shaped thing here you can go to.
But what you don't know is In Dreams is the name of the strip club he owns.
But that's also actually in the dream.
My amazing strip club in dreams. You go there, and it's just these white rooms with beds, and you sleep there, and we, like, whisper to you about strippers and, like, have stripper perfume. So you just, like, dream stripper time, but really it's just, like, dudes with recordings of women.
Oh, yeah, that's
playing in your sleep.
You're enjoying that lap dance.
Welcome to In Dreams.
Jesus.
The strip club that happens in your sleep. She really likes you.
I was thinking of INN Dreams.
Well, oh, that also is like a place you nap at, like an inn.
Right.
Oh. Okay. I'm into it. I definitely can nocturnally attend to that.
All right.
Where you have trouble sleeping because they stand over your bed and watch you.
Oh, shit.
That's such a great idea. I mean, some people would love that.
And you eat shitty pretzels.
Oh, yeah. I brought pretzels from Delta, and Delta seems to be a great airline, but not a great pretzel maker. The pretzels were the worst.
The pretzels tasted like Allegiant Air.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Oh, man. They tasted so Allegiant. They're almost Spirit or Frontier flavored, even.
Oh, shit. Bottom of the pretzel barrel. All right. We got our first plot. We'd like to mash up a couple plots because one is never enough. I'm tired of this bullshit single plot movie business, man. Shit's old. Comedy. Totally original new plot we just invented right now.
Oh, shit. Speaking of comedians, did you know you can see, I don't know if you've heard of this one. They're really up and coming. A new breaking thing I just discovered. It's so great. Donnie and Marie? Holy crap. I had no idea that was a thing. That's keeping that secret from me?
You could get in the bandwagon now before that wave crests on the mountain peak.
I'll drop some knowledge on you, and this is no joke. Donnie and Marie are my cousins. I'm that serious.
Tell them we said that.
Yeah, I will. I'll send them a copy.
Well, we just discovered them, and we're infatuated. We have no idea.
They only have a 9-foot tall freaking picture outside on the strip.
Don't ruin my name drop, man. That was my celebrity name drop of the day.
All right, our second plot
is... They're a beautiful married couple.
...is horror.
That's hot. Horror. Okay, so horror is one of the genres.
Comedy horror.
We're going to make a comedy horror movie.
That's never been
done. That's most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
One can become the other with the right attitude.
Right.
All
right,
we'll spin Will Smith to see which Will Smith we get.
Will Smith.
And yeah, he showed the last couple times, but it's Men in Black. No, he was in the movie last week.
Really? Was it
Men in Black? Black
yeah, he was in there. Okay.
He was erasing everyone's memory at the worst Julius.
That's right.
Yeah.
My memory got erased regarding that, yeah. So.
All right, I like this one. We got Suicide Squad Will Smith.
Yes.
Who just casually talks about what's happening in the movie as it's happening. Very nonchalant.
And it's called Spoiler Alert. He ruins all the endings.
All right, our male leaves.
Spoils each scene. Like,
yeah.
What is this? Some kind of whatever the next scene is about?
He just jumps in there filming it, and the guy, like, Jason's got a machete, and then he tells her, don't go behind that door, and she doesn't, and ruins it.
And then nothing happens, all good. Yeah. And the machete guy's like, oh, fuck, no.
And, like, Jason's all disappointed because he didn't
What is this, like, that movie anybody. Where that killer's hiding behind the door, yeah. And I warn you not to go through the door, and you do it anyway and get killed?
Why didn't you listen to me?
Foiled again by a pesky announcer.
All right, our male lead is Vin Diesel.
Ah, finally.
I know. I miss good old Vinny.
Vinny D.
Vinny D.
It's our boy Vinny D.
We know him on a personal level.
Oh, shit.
What up, Vinny D?
All right. And then we got Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
As our female lead, good old Zooey D.
Zooey do. So
yeah, she just shows Zooey her tits.
The Zooey and Vinny. Yeah, she actually shows her tits in the
whole movie. She has no top. She doesn't know where it is.
Man, fucking-tastic.
All right, I call her Z-Doo.
We got a comedy horror starring Suicide Squad, Will Smith, Vin Diesel, Zooey Deschanel, and local name dropper set in dreams.
It's my girl Zidu. Zidu and...
She works at the In Dreams Hotel, and she has no top.
Because people need to sleep in dreams. Like, while you're already asleep, your dream self needs to sleep some more.
Yeah. I would take her awkwardly staring at me in my sleep.
Yeah.
I wouldn't kick that out of bed for eating crackers.
As Will Smith is eating popcorn.
Well, you're passing out, you wake up, and first it's Zoe D., and then you wake up and it's Will Smith again.
We should have a scene like, could be the opening scene where like Will Smith checks in, right? And he's like, oh, what is this? Some kind of dream hotel where people need to sleep even though they're in their dreams? Something bad's going to happen while I'm sleeping?
And then Vin Diesel jumps out. No! What do you think this is?
We just break the fourth wall usually. Like, the movie expects participation from the audience. Man. That would be great. That'd be groundbreaking. I think this is greenlit.
Yeah,
we need,
already.
Like, a plot, though. I forgot. Oh, did we roll any wheels for... I guess there isn't plot wheels.
Comedy horror.
Yeah. So that's as much as we get.
It's so open-ended because it just takes place in dreams. So, I mean, we could go...
Well, the hotel manager should be Freddy Krueger, then.
Naturally.
Yeah.
He should keep getting foiled.
Played by Suicide Squad Will Smith. He's the new Freddy Krueger.
And he still has to check into his own hotel.
Should he end up playing more than one character, but it's still the same version of Will Smith?
Oh, yes. Love it so much. All right.
He puts on a different wig.
Yeah, but the Freddy Krueger version is, like, super polite and not threatening at all.
Yeah,
he's definitely not the villain.
Disappointing.
Like when Eddie Murphy played all the characters in The Nutty Professor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or, like ten other movies he was in.
Yeah.
Like, he never plays a single character in any movie. He's always at least two.
That's overachieving.
Usually 5 to 6. Even they don't need to hire extras. They're just like, we'll just record Eddie Murphy walking back and forth a bunch of times. All right.
You can just CG him different ways now. CG wigs.
Yeah.
CGwigs.com.
Bad CG.
So where you go.
Right. All right, but what's the actual villain of this story? Is it just going to be some dream
there's
monster?
That Freddy Krueger Will Smith that's a villain, but he's just constantly thwarted. So you start to, like, feel for him. You want him to kill him?
But he gets distracted every time he sees Zooey Deschanel's tits.
Yeah, he's got a dream hotel to manage. You can't be, like, running around causing death hijinks. No dream killing for you, Mr. Will Krueger Smith.
Can we have, like, I really want some kind of pun regarding our girl Zidu and, like, the Sea-Doo Corporation and their fine motorsport, water sport, vehicle sport things.
Yeah, there's a Sea-Doo Dream Convention at the hotel, coincidentally.
Yeah, Sea-Doo's everywhere.
It was not contrived at all.
Zidu and the Sea-Doos.
That's the name of her band. That's the name of her band.
Oh my god!
Zidu and the Sea-Doos.
She only performs on water, and like the engines and the water splashing around, and you can't hear
And
shit.
She has no top on, and we see her tits.
The whole movie.
And there's got to be at least 3 or 4 slow motion scenes where she hits the water and the waves, and then there's 3D as well.
What if it's like the show 24, to where there's always like a picture-in-picture of her topless, even when other stuff is going on?
And one of them is always 3D.
Yeah.
That's part 3D, regardless. It's always 3D.
Right. Oh, my God.
You can't turn the 3D off. You can't take off your glasses and make it less 3D.
I've already bought tickets to this movie.
Damn, we're raking in the dough. We're only halfway through.
It's past greenlit. We've already sold tickets.
Right. Well, we need
performing
kind of like...
tonight, it's Zidu and the Sea-Doos out on the main lake next to the In Dreams.
I think we should do some kind of like weird villain where it's just like your boss.
That's Vin Diesel.
Everyone's generic boss who like keeps trying to make them go to work in their dream, the last thing you want to do. Because you all know like when you have a dream where you're at work, it makes the actual work day like shit as fuck.
I hate it when you have dreams about work.
Right? Like, no, I've already been working for 8 hours, and I get fucking A. Just kill me.
Have you ever fallen asleep while writing a paragraph, and then, like, finished writing the paragraph to wake up and realize you just wrote one sentence in real life, and you don't remember all the great stuff you wrote while asleep?
Yeah, I've had stuff like that happen. Similar
and
things.
You were still on the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's the worst. Thing you were writing is all wet mysteriously.
And your legs have gone numb because you've sat there for so long.
Dream pooping.
Dream pooping at the end.
Oh, man. You check and there's something there and you realize you're asleep and you wake back up and there's nothing there. And
we should do so the end of the flick should just be that where, like, it should be all of their dreams. Like, we do, like, the reverse inset where people keep waking up, but it's actually a different person's dream. So at first it's, like, Will Smith's dream and he, like, wakes up on the toilet and he's like, oh, shit. But it's, like, real Will Smith. Like, in his actual huge-ass house. And then it, like, cuts and it's Zoe D waking up on her toilet in her actual house. And then Vin Diesel. And then we gotta have someone else that wasn't in the movie the entire time. We do the whole Dallas ending where it's like someone's dream. We wrote the shit all over the whole movie. Like,
the whole thing was just an imaginary thing. You don't get to feel any reward for it psychologically.
Yep, we just ruined it for you.
It's the whole last season of Roseanne. Oh, spoiler alert. The last season of Roseanne. Just ignore that. Because it's just the whole season that turns out is that. Ta-da.
No, oh, and then Will Smith wakes up and he's like, oh, what is this, like the last season of Roseanne?
Oh, God, yeah.
Or Dallas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Then it's just everyone's dream. Like, every character's dream, every character who was in the movie wakes up on a toilet. Just out of order. Just, like, 15 minutes of that. For no reason. That's
I just realized with Zidu and her Zidu sponsorship, we totally set up her first album to be called Doo Doo.
So
Doo Doo, the soundtrack.
Right. Oh, my it's God.
Co-released.
All right, I think this thing's greenlit.
I think it's as greenlit as it's getting.
Yeah. What's the title of this fucking gem?
Oh,
Zidu and her Zidus.
Zidu and her Zidus. Parentheses, Doo Doo. No subtitle. But it says no subtitle. It's just a way to be extra cocky. No subtitle necessary. All undercase. Period.
Then you just have, no, you gotta have, like, Will Smith in the corner. Like, what is this? A movie poster?
Yeah.
Like, looking at it. Looking back at it.
The poster is breaking the fourth wall.
Oh, shit. All right. That's it.
It's a movie. There's going to be a poster. The poster's probably the best part.
Yep. Order now.
Order your poster today.
All right.
Okay. Wheel of wheels.
We made it through that somehow. All right, we got character rounds.
Achievement unlocked. Nah, we did. We added name dropper.
Oh, we have
dude.
Local name dropper. We just have to throw them in. Throw them in periodically. All right.
Do you know, I just visited a pyramid. A building shaped, brace yourself, you probably see this coming, but still, a pyramid. There's a pyramid-shaped building here, and I got to see it.
But not an actual pyramid. A pyramid made out of beer cans.
No, but they do sell beer inside. Pyramid.
The pyramid of beer. All right, we got news.
Ooh. Oh,
hit me with the freshies.
You hit me with some freshies.
What? We got...
Well, Bannon out, or was that last week?
That was last week.
Okay. Oh, there's a Galaxy S8 now. So all you people that recalled your Galaxy S7 because it burst into flames or was gonna, you can now get a Samsung phone that's new and great, and you can actually take it on airplanes, the Galaxy 8.
And this one...
It just dropped like hours ago. It's
might
real.
Might not burst into flames this
totally
time.
Less likely to burst into flames. Samsung.
That's what they say. No, I don't know what else has been going on in the news. Giant-ass hurricane in Texas, Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah.
Category 4, which sounds pretty fucking crazy. Like 100-mile-per-hour winds and shit.
Texas doesn't deserve this, and I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going to march against this hurricane and probably get blown around and stuff, but, like, at least I've marched. Marching.
In the news, more people march. For dumb reasons.
Time to march.
Hey, I want to say stuff really loud. Let's go march.
Just don't run over people that are marching. That's when you break the rules then.
Yeah.
That's when you're marching incorrectly. You don't use a car to march, and you don't drive the car over people.
You know, but the thing I have an issue is when these people, like, protest in the middle of the road and then block people from getting, like, someone who has, they're just trying to go to work or some shit or get home. And they're like, oh, here's a random person. Let's stop them from going anywhere. And I'm like, what the? You're not.
States' rights.
Yeah, you just make everyone fucking hate you. Like, no one would want that to happen. If you were driving somewhere, I guarantee you, you would not want that to happen. You fucking. Ugh.
If you want to get rid of a statue or keep a statue where a statue is, hanging out in the roadway doesn't affect that as directly. It's more indirect.
Yeah, the whole statue thing is tripping me out, too, that there's this whole battle over Confederate statues.
I'm pro moving them. If it's an issue, move that shit. It's not like you're destroying it.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, too, but, like, my favorite part of the argument against it is, like, but our history! And I'm like, yeah, of course.
You can move your history around. It doesn't have to be in a public square all the time.
Yeah, or, you know, like, I really hope that some brave soul someday does research about the Civil War and documents it and puts it in a place where people can pick it up. And, you know, there's got to be a way we can compress this information. Yeah.
If there's only some other way people could learn about the Civil War, we wouldn't need these statues awkwardly making people that aren't certain races that we're totally cool with now feel uncomfortable and disenfranchised.
Right.
If only we could learn about the dark parts of the history of America without celebrating them like they were wonderful times.
Yeah.
How could we do this, I wonder?
It just fucking cracks me up, man. It's like, of course the people crying about statues have probably never read a book, though.
In, like, okay, Scoutmaster pointing out, well, darn, we use these statues as, like, waypoints in, like, doing map courses and exploring. You can, like, do the same exact thing without a statue there. It can be, like, a fountain or, like, the center of a circle of concrete without necessarily having to
be
celebrate human beings as property.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean,
it's not like that's not what it was all about. That's pretty much the main thing it was about.
Yeah. States' rights.
Yeah. States' rights. Which is extra. The extra funny thing about that is that's a core part of, like, the Democratic Party, is states' rights. Like, that was the OG Democratic Party was, like, about that.
Yeah, back in the day. But they basically, like, flipped. So yeah. Parties switched and changed identities. But it is funny.
Oh, man.
All right, we got ESL game. Let's do it.
While you're spinning the ESL wheel, I have to tell a short story.
All right.
And that's that sometimes SD card readers, you know, you can, like, push in the card and it pops the card out. Sometimes it launches the card across the room awkwardly, and then you never see the card again. The end. I hope you learn.
Put your little SD cards on a leash, people.
Yeah, if you're the kind of person that fiddles with something in one hand while you're doing something, make an SD card reader that launches cards to be the last thing that you fiddle with, unless you've just got extra SD cards that you don't love anymore.
Yeah. And today's ESL topic is love.
Oh! So, when hugging is less awkward, love.
When you have pants on.
Sometimes.
You said less awkward, right?
Well, you know.
Sometimes your brain is really dumb and makes you want to die. Love.
I took it as just like when you have pants on, love. Like that was your whole statement.
I don't know. If that was it, then it would be with pants off, love.
It's a Levi's commercial.
Yeah.
Only that jean specifically.
No other jeans represent love.
Why don't we have a jean sponsorship? There's Cold Cock American Herbal Flavored Whiskey, and this is the clumsiest segue to announce sponsors ever. So we've got this list of sponsors. I'm with Spunk Lube.
Let's just go down the list. All right, Spunk Lube. Yeah, Spunk Lube's great.
If you're going to lubricate something, it might as well look as much as possible like semen.
Yeah.
It's part of the same party. I mean, it's in the category.
It doesn't all look like semen. There is paint flavored.
paint flavored?
Pink.
Oh, okay. Flavored
for the females.
Excellent. I mean, I would be into paint flavored. Take me back to eating paint those days.
I've seen you eat weird stuff, so that doesn't surprise me.
Paint is not as good as it used to be. That back in the day paint.
Old school paint?
Yeah, old school paint. There was some metal in it. I don't remember what
that,
kind.
You could come back in 2 weeks and there'd just be a skim on the top and just pull it off.
Why is there paint missing?
All right, we got future movie reviews.
I was kicked off the set of Norm Abrams' This Old House and Bob Vila. They're both angry, eating all their paint. Anyway, what's
this guy eating all the paint? The we got to paint this old house.
Stop eating the paint.
It's called This Old House, Not Eat All My Paint.
All right, we got future movie reviews. This is where we review movies that come out next year.
These are real titles of movies that are about to come out next year.
This is my actual favorite movies segment.
And we're going to write reviews on them already, because we want the first review.
Do we know who's in them?
No.
We're going to help decide. We're that early on this. Nice. We're going to help choose the cast of these movies that aren't out yet.
I think you have the list right,
Wells? Oh, yeah, there's a list. And the first one is Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda. That's a clumsy title.
Oh, yeah, it's very clumsy. But
I believe that stars Simon Pegg.
It's got to. I mean, if you have some character named Simon and it's not played by Simon Pegg, you're going to disappoint immediately.
Yeah, and you just don't know anything about anything.
I almost said disappoint.
And the Homo Sapien will be Drew Carey.
Aw, he's the ultimate human being.
I wonder if it's some, like, crazy movie, though, because I feel like they had to add on the Sapiens part. And they wanted to be like Simon versus the Homo Agenda.
Maybe it could
starring Alex Jones.
Maybe it could be Stephen Root as the Homo Sapien.
Who is Stephen Root?
He's the dude from Office Space that lost his stapler.
Oh
hell yeah! He'll be the Homo Sapien.
He's the Homo Sapien.
Overall, this movie wasn't that great because the Homo Sapiens agenda kind of sucks.
It wasn't the best agenda.
No.
Out of all the agendas, that was the worst agenda.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know.
I could have come up with a better agenda.
Yeah. Being that I'm not a Homo Sapien. So.
Yeah, that's kind of exclusive, right?
Yeah.
Is this movie excluding people? And pets, especially.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like pets are being left out of this one.
Yeah, actually, no pets in the film. Kind of disappointing.
Ugh. Ew.
You like to humanize the characters by them having relationships with pets.
Yeah, or just have pets as characters, primarily.
I've already lost interest in this movie in the future.
Yeah, don't go see it. It's total shit.
It's over.
The title alone says no.
it's practically screaming it. Okay, next one. God's Not Dead 3. I didn't watch the first two.
You guys, for real. I'm super... super serious this
telling
time,
you for
okay?
The third time.
All right, you have to believe me this time. It's the third time. He's really not dead. See, he's in the bathroom right now, but he'll be here soon, okay, guys?
He totally just talks to me sometimes.
Christopher Lloyd as Jesus Christ.
Hell yes.
I can believe in that.
Yeah.
Marty!
Yep, no, he's playing Jim from Taxi. That's how Jesus Christ is in this movie.
Hell yeah. I don't know. I mean, if you got to have a movie like saying the same thing three times, the same exact thing, not even like a colon.
They did it in The Hangover.
Adventures of Jesus or something like Jesus's Lost Adventures or Jesus Goes to the Park or something.
Nothing untrue has been said three times. That's how I base all my truth.
Right?
If I'm told a third time, I'm with it. That's the answer then.
Yep.
That's all it takes.
I give this movie 10... thumbs up.
Wow.
Yeah, after I cut everyone else's thumbs off and use them to bolster my movie review creds.
I'll give it 2 thumbs up just because that's Christopher Lloyd in it as Jesus Christ.
Yeah, totally my favorite Lloyd.
Because like, there's so many.
There's Lloyds of London to ensure... That's not an actor.
Lloyd Christmas and Dumb and Dumber.
There we go. None of these are actors' names. If you know an actor named Lloyd... throw it in the comments below.
Lloyd Ferrigno.
Lou Lloyd.
Oh. Okay, new right. movie. Duck, Duck, Goose?
Yeah,
I
have no idea.
This is this obviously a new DC movie coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
Duck, Duck, Goose.
It was a childhood game, and now it's something much darker.
While playing a game of Duck, Duck, Goose, Johnny Sims
falls in a whale and gets powers.
Had a barrel of nuclear waste dumped on him, and now he's Duck, Duck, Goose Man.
Bit by a radioactive goose. And this other person was bit by a radioactive duck. And also there's racial tension.
And there's another duck somewhere that we have
racial
to find.
Racial tension.
That's the goal of the movie.
You have to find the other duck and run in a circle. Duck, Duck, Goose.
Five thumb stars.
Five thumb stars.
If you thought the Justice League was horrible, wait till you see Duck, Duck, Goose.
Of course it has Marvel Universe characters.
It's like Green Lantern all over again, except worse.
Better car.
All right, what's the next title? Hit me.
Watch, that's like my beef with Green Lantern. It's like, oh, I don't like the car. The car they chose.
I think you're thinking of Green Hornet.
Yeah.
Green Lantern flies around because he has
a the Green Hornet has a car.
Didn't he have, like, Flubber that made the old car fly?
Flubber?
That was actually the movie Flubber.
The movie Flubber?
Yes.
Starring the Green Hornet as Robin Williams.
Professor Flubber.
What was that superhero in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Was that Mary Poppins?
That was the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Car Man.
Is that the one Herbie the Love Bug is in?
Yes.
Man Car.
Man Car. Okay. I'm just going to shout references loosely related. Okay, the next movie name is Game... Oh, no. Yeah. Game over, man. Game over, comma, man, exclamation point.
Yeah.
What?
It's
is this The Wizard Part 2?
No, it's actually a two-hour-long documentary about that one scene from Aliens where he was like, game over, man. That's it. We're done. Game over, man. That's what the whole movie's about, just that one line and how...
I was just thinking it's like Tron 3 and he's still stuck in the game.
Oh, with Fred Savage.
But the guy that's playing ran out of quarters. Game over, man.
With Fred Savage.
And he's just waiting for somebody to come and put more quarters in the machine so that he can finish the adventure.
Yeah, just tapping his feet and standing around.
The power glove.
Like, what's taking so long? And then the master control's like, game over, man.
I love it. Or it could just be some kid like playing an arcade game, but he really sucks ass. And just like... Every 5 minutes. Game over, man.
It's just like a bad YouTube Let's Play.
But it's not even 5 minutes. It's like two.
Okay. Every 2 minutes. Game over, man. Oh.
What if you put like a 30, 40-minute movie in a theater? Just didn't tell anybody. It was the same ticket price. Surprise, opening day.
And you make the ending like the film Burnt. So they're waiting for it to get fixed. It's just white screen, and then the white screen starts to burn because it's all part of the film.
Oh, man.
It burns again, and then you start a real fire and make everyone evacuate.
Yeah.
That's
do
a
it.
Fucking theatrical experience. That's more than a movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it's like you get 10 minutes, in, like 5, 10 minutes into the movie before it. It falls apart and burns, and then it looks like it got fixed, and it's a completely different movie.
We just work it out, like, so it just starts Star Wars Rogue One.
But it's the same. But it's the same actors. That'd be awesome.
Oh, man.
And it happens like 2 or 3 times.
Oh, shit.
Like there's power that goes out and then they get the power back on and it's like another scene but with the same people.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
I would actually I like this suddenly.
Yeah.
But it's only 30 minutes.
I love it. All right, that's it. Game over, man.
Game over, man.
10
neutrinos. 10
positively charged neutrino quarks.
They traveled through the surface of the Earth to an underground cave full of water to be picked up by a sensor.
Well, they have to tell us that the Earth is going to... that the world's going to be over.
Over, because it's flatness.
In 2012.
Yeah.
It's been flat for too long, so now it's going
to
end.
Someone needs to get their... God needs to bust out that bicycle pump if he's not dead.
But he's not, apparently.
But he's like... He's too drunk to inflate the earth. Fucking asshole.
Drunk God! How great a movie would that be?
Dude!
Drunk God!
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's so few letters. That's
starring
the best.
Christopher Lloyd.
It
would
It has the same number of letters as Fight Club, so it's going to be successful.
Yeah.
Drunk God.
It would explain a lot.
Eight-letter movies are like, that's how you make a
There's
movie.
There's three rules about Drunk God. You don't talk about Drunk God. You don't talk about Drunk God.
And if it's your first night, you have to drink.
And you have to buy everybody around.
Yeah.
Drunk God is just a society based around getting free alcohol if you rule it. It's like
and
a pyramid
I,
scheme.
There's girls in the bar that don't want to drink, and when they're secretly not looking, he turns their water into wine. Why does that keep happening?
No, that's just... He just roofies them. He just does the old God roofie, the little snap roofie. Roofie. He's just, like, walking through the bar, like, roofie, roofie, roofie.
Oh, man.
I love it. Terrible.
Here, drink this with some Jesus juice.
That one's urine. The next one is I Feel Pretty. There's a movie called I Feel Pretty.
It's all about transgenders.
Starring Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
I thought she had a very masculine mouth.
And, oh no, not as bad as, what's her name from,
Uma Thurman?
No, it's even worse.
Actresses with
could be
mouths.
Well, there's a bunch that have the horse mouth. Sarah Jessica Parker, there's one in there.
Yeah, that's hip. She made horses sexy.
Well,
she's again. The reason why I'm attracted to horses now. She brought sexy back for horses.
Brought the sexy horse back, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel sexy. I don't know what that... Man, it's fucking terrible, guys. I can't even describe it. It's so terrible.
This movie stars Julia Roberts and Kathy Bates.
Oh.
And Kathy Bates is Julia Roberts as the man version. And then she turns into Julia Roberts.
So much CG.
So much
Holy
CG.
Shit. All right.
It's like that Michael Jackson video. And all of them mixed together. Pick your Michael Jackson video.
Thriller?
Yeah, it's like Thriller in Scream, like on the spaceship. But there's like werewolves.
But then it ends like black and white where their faces all change.
Yeah, and someone smashes a cop car.
And the spaceship like turns into a man.
And it's nothing like that, but for 90 minutes.
For no reason, there's the cop car gets all foggy and there's one hand that goes on the window and slides down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love it. Yep.
And also someone drowns.
Yeah, it's a great movie now. Just made your movie better. Fucking pay us.
We fixed it.
Dummies.
What? Smallfoot? This the fun part about this is that Mallow already looked these up, but then gave them to me to react to, like, in front of you all.
Yeah, and we don't know anything. I just look up the titles, because...
I think this is about a guy that overcame diabetes. Smallfoot.
That's so great.
And he had his amputated foot dried out, and he carries it on a keychain.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing's luckier than your own foot on a keychain.
Because he dehydrated it to make it like a rabbit's foot.
Oh man, lucky Smallfoot. He's the luckiest. He's the luckiest blackjack card.
But it's got special powers.
He can see the future sometimes, and you know that
he like puts.
He's still going to get diabetes and die.
He puts a little foot in girls' mouths while they're sleeping.
Oh, God.
Yes, my pretty.
Damn.
Oh, man.
That movie just got way better.
That is so Netflix.
They wake up, they don't know what that taste is in their mouth.
Oh, man.
It's Smallfoot.
You've been visited by the Smallfoot.
It's like, you've been Smallfooted. The whole town's on edge.
Small
They're afraid to sleep at night.
Ew.
Oh man, that's so great. Is there any more? Or was
Isn't there a dinosaur movie called that? Do you guys remember?
No, there was a Littlefoot in The Land Before Time.
Oh.
The Land Before Littlefoot.
That's completely different than Smallfoot.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm just sad about that. That's all I have. I just wanted to bring it up to be sad.
That movie's actually pretty sad. Cause
it doesn't hold up.
No. All I know is in like the first 5 minutes, all their parents die. And you're like, oh, they're little dinosaur kids and their parents are all dead. What a great movie for little kids.
Just like Bambi, shoot the mother.
Yeah, right off the bat, man. Right opening away. Scene. It's Point Blank. Like, where's my money, bitch?
There's a song you can look up that's the Thumper's dialogue, but, like, played on guitar to, like, avant-garde metal jazz drums. And it really sounds like the guitar is, like, being Thumper. I don't know. It's transcendental. I think that you get to become a monk after you watch it enough times.
I'm trying to achieve monkhood.
Yeah, that takes Guitar Thumper. That's not enough information to find this. I hope that you can find this and learn and grow together from that.
Yeah, you gotta work on your Google chops.
Our last movie name sounds really good. Like, it sounds like the title of something awesome. It's called Mortal Engines.
Yeah, this is
this is a Pixar movie.
Really? And so there's like, it's like Raiden, like, Hobanakale, finish him, but like, engines, but like also like Cars the movie at the same time.
That's but they're evil, it's like the evil version of Cars. Like they just run people over in the crowds, like on this Las Vegas strip.
And then people start revolting against the cars and just killing all the cars.
Yeah.
And they actually die.
They're blood and oil mix. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Mortal Engines.
At the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, you've seen nothing like this before.
There'll be blood, there'll be oil.
And the main voice is from Gilbert Gottfried.
Ah, there's engines and it's mortal! The killing!
Alright, I think we got one wheel left.
Ah.
From the Wheel of Wheels. It's the good 'un. It's everyone's favorite. Fucking brace yourselves. More suspense. The marketing game.
Marketing game. Welcome to the marketing game. We're marketing things. Okay, I'm gonna throw out some ridiculous products and we're gonna learn to market them and grow together as people. There's. What do you suppose delightful product is going to be your way when you get. When you order, when you special procure for yourself, picnic pants.
Picnic pants.
The pants of the picnic.
Picnic pants, they break out and you can use them as a tablecloth.
It's literally exactly that. You're right. Familiar with this product, clearly.
Yes, and you can actually put pants and you can put like stuff, like you can put, you can use it as a picnic basket, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. It literally is that. And when you're just walking around with it, you look like a flying squirrel. You have an extra flight surface between your legs.
If you think your sandwiches don't smell enough like farts, picnic pants.
You really are setting your foot, like your food, to be above, like the danger zone.
Yeah. It could be appetizing. Order now and find out.
Well, when I was growing up, there was an easy home remedy when I was wounded. I wouldn't just put Neosporin on there, and we couldn't really afford bandages. But pork products were in abundance. There was plenty of sow, and we always had a freezer full of bacon. And bacon being a similar dimension to bandages was the go-to thing to put on my wounds. But now, as an adult, I long for that in my urban domestic lifestyle, those good old days. And I appease this with bacon bandages. They are bandages, but they look like bacon. So.
Are they?
Oh, they're bacon!
Oh, they are bacon!
Oh, yeah, they're bacon! I had some, they're delicious.
So, after you use them to heal your wounds, you can just fry them up in the grill. Yes. Have yourself a nice, delicious breakfast.
It gets that wound sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You haven't had bacon until you've had bacon soaking up.
Till you've had wound bacon.
Right.
Oh, man. This is officially the episode I've come closest to barfing.
That's coming from the guy that orders the grossest stuff at IHOP.
The IHOP story has never been revealed. I have to post the video of it now that we brought this up. Jay and I went to IHOP, And I found out they had chocolate chip pancakes and also they had cheeseburgers in the same establishment. And what is a better bun for a burger for delicious meat and cheese than something with chocolate chips in it that's also a cake? Chocolate chip pancakes as a bun.
With syrup.
No, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. That's where you draw the line. That's it.
That's the blood of the tree. When you eat syrup, you eat like you're eating blood of a beautiful Canada's mascot. It's blood. Do you eat bald eagle blood? No.
I would.
Well, I know. It is pretty good.
Well, the tree's sacrifice will not have gone in vain from the great Canadian Maple War of 25-22.3.
Mark your calendars. We're going to have a Maple War.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be like a civil war.
Fuck Maple, man.
But instead of human beings as property, it'll be like tree blood. So it'll be...
Yeah.
The cooler civil war.
And then we're going to erect statues of maple trees. And everyone's going to be really, really mad about it someday.
The maple
only,
trees specifically.
Only because they run out of... Like a maple.
Right.
You put a tap tree. On it so they can just...
Once the maple trees gain consciousness, they're going to be really, really mad about that.
Yeah, I'm crossing my fingers on that.
Yeah. Any day now. Any day.
You guys, their shoes, where the bottom of the shoe is the footprint of an animal. How perfect would that be for murder? Like, oh, the leopard murdered this person. Yeah. Click its leopard prints.
They're like, this leopard's on the
They're
loose.
They're like, I don't really think this ostrich could have done that.
Yeah.
You can't argue with footprints, okay?
This seems a little suspicious.
Dude, that's why I told you it was going to come in handy, the baseball bat with the ostrich bill on it. So I could totally ostrich peck, because the ostrich can hella peck with, like, baseball bat force. I bring that thing, bring my ostrich shoes, and it's just really going to up my murder game.
Excuse me, officer. Are you trying to tell me that that little koala bear killed 92 people?
And they actually have a koala bear in the back of their car, handcuffed.
He's all smoking.
It was a bear that robbed this bank, clearly.
It was a panda.
Oh man. Specifically, this is a panda footprint. I'm totally. All my forensics education that was also my undergrad, like, sub major in animal feet instead.
Animal. Animal footprintology.
It's finally coming in handy.
No, then there'd be some, like, the crackpot detective who, like, has had some wily conspiracy theory about a murderous koala bear the entire time. He's just. Whole chain of serial murders was committed by a koala before the footprints showed up.
Oh,
he
man.
Cracked the case, man, and he gets vindicated in the end.
It's like a copycat killer, right?
Everyone loves him after that.
Okay, baseball bat. It turns out there's a baseball bat that's also a pepper grinder, because the restaurant's fancy enough to have pepper grinders and people that come by with a pepper grinder. These are the same restaurants where a baseball bat is like part of the. You know, because baseball's really, like, you're at the auditorium.
The baseball bat is the pepper grinder.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and the classy of, like, you know, what do they call it, where the baseball happens? The circle, the baseball field diamond?
Diamonds.
The arena?
Field diamond arena. Yeah.
So, someone comes by with a baseball bat, and they put pepper on your stuff there. It's, like, classy then.
Nobody's putting pepper on my stuff.
Yeah.
Not with that baseball bat, they're not.
Just imagine, like, you're at Olive Garden, and someone's just swinging a bat around, and in between the screams, you can be like, that's enough pepper, or that's too much pepper.
I would love it if they came up with the baseball bat. Everyone knows it's a pepper grinder, and they ask you, would you like pepper on your salad? You say yes. They just take a regular pepper shaker, put it on the table, and fucking smash the shit out of it with the baseball bat. Baseball bat pepper grinder. Order today.
Pepper. Some pepper will be on your food.
Yeah. I can guarantee that. Yeah. Probably all up in your face, too, but you better not complain, because we have a baseball bat.
Shit. You can't complain to the baseball bat laden among us.
Can't.
There is a bath mat, and this goes along with this, I decided. All this right. Bath mat turns red where water touches it. So you get out of the shower and there's bloody footprints on the bathroom.
I love that. I've seen it. I want one for my Halloween party.
I knew it. So that's real.
At least it's to make it look like blood is on there. Or when someone's like, oh, I got this great idea, man. We're going to have a bath mat that changes color when it gets wet. Great. Why?
I want that technology on just white tiles in my whole bathroom, so no matter where you walk, it's bloody footprints.
Everyone just thinks their feet are bleeding.
Much better idea. They should have gone the extra step and thrown that into the tiles, and they're just like, oh, bath mats are where it's at, man. It's all bath mats.
I want the blue version so people think they're having a television period. When
what?
You know, because it's always blue in the tampon pad commercial time. So I want the
it's
blue
any
one.
Liquid they're trying to show on TV, not just period blood.
Pee-pee, too. Pee-pee.
Oh, sorry, I can't go out, guys. I got a foot period. It's my foot period.
It's my foot pee-pee.
My foot pee-pee.
Who says that word for it? I'm feeling so awkward saying pee-pee that it's making me say it extra.
I have to go pee-pee.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really hear people bust out the pee-pee.
Yeah, no.
A good old double.
There's a jury
Mad
duty.
Mike used to say, excuse me, I'm going to go make some wiener juice.
Okay. Okay. Your Honor, can we take a recess? I have to go pee-pee.
If you say it like that, he knows you're serious.
Right.
No, just, Your Honor, pee-pee.
You're 45, you're standing in front of him, you're grabbing your crotch. Is there anything wrong? I need to go pee-pee.
Pee-pee. Pee-pee.
Just pee-pee. Nope.
I have to make. That's the other one.
Pee-pee, I have to make.
Well, they just go, what's the problem? I have to make.
Judge man. Pee-pee. Judge man. You just point. You guys, okay, there's stickers that you can put on your eyelids to look like you're awake when you're asleep. But
I love that.
They look really good now.
Yeah.
Like, the technology has moved a lot further beyond just, like, a ping pong ball halves with Sharpie on them.
Yeah.
Or, like, tattoos on your eyelids, which are too permanent.
Or Jughead from Archie Comics. That was, like, his whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, he would just...
Way to bring back 1965.
Yeah, right?
You're old.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I'm old.
I'm old.
You're damn right. I'm old in spirit. Right.
But they've got the technology really good on it now. Sweet. To where it really looks like you're super interested and realistically into what's going on. And especially if you're taking some class where you're not near the teacher.
Yeah.
You can totally
pass it off.
Yeah, it looks really legit.
Or you could just be a real baller. And fall asleep without giving a fuck because fuck school.
That's right.
Drop out of school. Do it today.
Join us. Out of school. Okay, last one. There's a thing that toasts bread, but it looks like a defibrillator. So if someone's having a real heart attack, then they're SOL, but you totally get to cook bread and feel like you're in an ambulance.
While they're having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Like someone...
You're
like,
toast that, will fix you.
You're like, that sucks. You're having a heart attack. Would you like some cinnamon toast?
No, I can imagine like someone panicking. They're like, their friend's having a heart attack. They're like, oh shit, I know just what to do. They go run in the kitchen and like get the defibrillator and then just put bread in there and clink. Oh man. Fucking great.
The healing toast.
Let's do it.
You guys, on that note, I think it's like the ending part where it ends and stuff.
Closing time. I have a couple media recommendations.
Ooh!
If there's any Jamiroquai fans, I recently discovered that Jamiroquai put out a new album in 2017, which is pretty good, classic, good, funky Jamiroquai. And a movie called Free Fire by... Mart name, drop, Skazy.
What? You're going to have to post a link to that.
No, Martin Scorsese.
Oh! Wow, I thought it was like a...
I was trying to throw name drop in there.
That Scorsese guy?
Yeah. You know, the Scorsese. The big Scorsese.
Marty S.
Good old Marty S, my bro.
Mighty Scores.
It's called Free Fire... And it's, the whole thing is a spoiler alert, but it's the best gunfight warehouse gun shootout movie you'll ever see. Watch it today. Martin Scorchmeyer.
Ange texted me and said, "Tell Greg thank." And I don't. My watch didn't tell me the rest of the text.
Just tell Greg thanks.
I think that you need to thank some people.
Oh, do I?
I think you need to throw out some thank yous.
All right. I like to thank my mom. I like to thank President and Jesus Christ. Amen.
President Jesus Christ.
He's totally not dead.
Dude, so I want to thank Crazy J for being nearby and saying things several times. And I want to thank Ange Kerfoot for making good music to listen to on SoundCloud immediately and making my watch vibrate because I like it.
Do it.
Everyone do it 4 times and go home and love yourself and learn and grow together. Use Funk Loop to love yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, Hangover Joe's? I'm awake right now because of that. Also, Zip Fizz is a thing, and it's good. And, Sponsor Party, what are some other ones?
Dude wipes.
Yeah, Bud Light Platinum.
Quick, dude, showers.
Dude, quick, showers.
Dirty tequila.
Oh, dirty tequila. That's a new one.
Shakespeare vodka
is a classic. If you like poetry, to be in your bloodstream, this is how it happens. And I love it. Is that? We're forgetting someone. Cock whiskey again.
There's
Wands Flaming Fajita and Cantina.
Shrimp and dip chicken.
Oh, my favorite.
Naked City Pizza,
shrimp and dip chicken.
Pink Box Donuts.
All of these are things you can eat today, right now. Pink Box Donuts. So
young. I thought we really had something going here.
We did it! You guys, we did it!